Hello everybody, it's me Mr. Tall 23 back in the video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I want to talk about the ascension of Jesus Christ. After Jesus rose from the dead, according to the Bible, he appeared unto his disciples and over 500 brethren on multiple occasions over a period of 40 days before ascending into heaven. Jesus told his disciples before his crucifixion he would leave them and go back to God. As it says in John 16 verse 28, I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. This was fulfilled after his resurrection, in which he gave the final commands unto the apostles at the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, and then ascended up into heaven. As it says in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So at this point, Jesus was no longer on the earth, but the exalted and raised up Savior went unto the Father in heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. As it's written in Mark chapter 16, verse 19, So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Jesus, when he was taken up into heaven, took his blood which had been shed upon the cross, and in fulfillment of the pictures given in the Old Testament, entered into the holiest of all, the place of the throne room of God, and offered his blood in heaven for the final and eternal atonement for all sins. As it is written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1-3, God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12, But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Now Jesus Christ, who had in the past humbled himself and taken upon himself the form of a servant, as the Bible says, and made himself of no reputation, after being shamed and beaten and marred and killed by crucifixion, he rose in victory over death and hell. The Bible says that his visage or his appearance was so marred more than any man, but him God exalted and extolled and made very high, it says in Isaiah 52. It says in Philippians 2 that God hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. In 1 Peter 3:22 it says, Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Jesus said that all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth when he appeared unto the disciples in Galilee following his resurrection. Before humbling himself and coming into the world, he had created the world. Now he rules the world with all authority and power that is given unto him by God the Father. And he sits by the Father in heaven and shall remain there until the last day when Christ will return and set up his kingdom on earth. While he is in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ acts as an intercessor or mediator, that is the go-between between the Father and man. It is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 34, Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And then in Hebrews 7:25 it is written, Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So Christ is alive forevermore, the only risen Savior, and makes intercession between us and the Father by his blood in heaven at the right hand of God forever and ever. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.